Hello, this is Dane and Dane Trethown, and I've been on Blind Cool Tech quite a few times. And this is latest dane.trethown, trethowan at me.com. And I'll repeat that for you again at the end of the podcast. So what do I have in store for you today? Pretty much self-centered waffle, really, because I can't really demonstrate this product all that well, because I can hear it, but you can't. Why is that? Because the Tech Connect remote controller is a bridge between my set of hearing aids and other pieces of audio equipment, such as mobile phones, MP3 players, TVs, and so on. So I'm going to describe it to you, and I will then set the iPhone up with the Tech controller. I will pair it using Bluetooth, and I will make a call on my hands-free phone, answer it using the Tech controller, and you will be able to hear me talking through the Tech controller via devices. To it, the main unit consists of a little box which would fit easily into a purse or a pocket. It comes with a lanyard and you can hook it round your neck. On the top of the box is where the lanyard fits in, or a wrist strap. On the top front is a little LCD display which displays the current status of the Tech controller. Below that are a series of 5, 7, 9 buttons. The top two are your programs 1 and 2 buttons, and they're in one row. So I'm assuming it's done that way so that programs 1 and 2 can be configured to be your main programs. Programs are presets, if you like, for your hearing aids. So you might have one program set for automatic adjustment for your environment, and you might have another one set to noisy environments. This controller is compatible with all the current model of Siemens hearing instruments, including the Nitro pair, which have 5 programs, and I have my program set up. One is automatic, and I leave the hearing aids to do the adjustment work themselves, depending where I am and what I'm doing and what sort of environment I'm in. Number 2 is the Bluetooth program that the Tech controller uses when I answer the telephone and talk. Number 3 is for noisy environments. Number 4 is music, and number 5 is television. And the music program is just very flat. All the processing for the hearing aid is turned off, so what you hear is what's being produced out of the speakers or whatever you're listening to. So, back to the Tech controller, we've discovered that the top two buttons are for programs 1 and 2. Then you have 3 additional program buttons below that for programs 3, 4 and 5. So, if I press the program 1 button, I'm now in program 1 with my hearing aids, which, as I said, is the automatic program. If I press program button 4, I'm back to the music program. Now, you wouldn't have heard it, but the hearing aids emit beeps to tell you what program you're on. So when I pressed program 1, I heard 1 beep. When I pressed program 4, I heard 4 beeps. And your audiologist can set this function on and off at your request. So below the program buttons, we have the volume up and down button.
Christina Reed available.
And that's just my Skype, so don't mind me. I forgot to turn it off. So very little point doing it now. Too late. The volume up and down buttons, very, very simply, control the volume of your hearing aids. With the Nitro, without the remote controller, you would control the volume on the aids itself as you would control the volume on a transistor radio or something like that, so you have to adjust them individually. Though the hearing aids can be synced together so that you adjust one and the other one follows. However, with the tech controller, that's all taken away and you adjust the volume via the controller. And when you turn the hearing aids on, they automatically set themselves to your comfortable listening level and your default program. Again, something that your audiologist can set up for you. So you also get with the volume control on the controller acoustic feedback, audio beeps, as I described with the programs earlier. So you could, for example, hold down the down button for the volume, and the volume is now going down, and I've just heard some beeps to inform me that the volume control is set at its lowest level. So I'll hold the up button to turn the volume up again, and it's just gone past the halfway mark. Some beeps indicated that, and it's just at its loudest point, and I've just heard some audio beeps. So I'll set the volume back to its halfway mark, like so, and I've just got to the halfway mark now. The beeps have informed me. Okay, now, two last buttons on the front. Very, very simple, are your send and end keys. So if you get a call from your cell phone, you will hear a ringtone through your hearing aids. You press the send key to answer. When you finish the call, you press the end key to end. Now, that's the front of the remote control for the buttons. We have one last item on the front. In the middle of the send and end keys, below that, is the microphone that's used for Bluetooth when connecting to your phone. You can also use the tech controller as a headset, Bluetooth headset, so you could use that for your computer, and it sounds very, very nice when listening to MP3 files or whatever, using the iPhone's iPod, and so on. Now, more knobs we have, or more buttons. On the left-hand side, we have a up-down toggle controller, which controls the bass and treble of your hearing aids. Above that, we have a button. When pressed, it interrogates both hearing aids and displays the status of each on the screen. Hardly useful to us, but it does have an additional function, as a lot of the buttons do on this controller. When you hold this button down for 5 seconds, it turns the hearing aids on to standby. So you could take them out at night and just press the button on the remote controller, and they would be turned onto standby. Now, to turn the hearing aids back on again, and I've turned them off, so I'll turn them back on, I press one of the program buttons on the front of the tech controller. I pressed program 4, sorry, I got a bit confused there because of the beeps coming through, and I'm now back on the music program, which I prefer to use in my home. On the right-hand side of the controller, we have a lock switch which locks all the controls. Now, I mentioned that some of the buttons, when held down, perform other functions. For instance, the end key, when held down for 5 seconds, will lock the controller, or should I say turn it off, so it's inactive. The send key is used when held down to turn your tech controller into a discoverable. The controller, we have the battery compartment. So I'll just take the lid off here and put it on the table. And it has a lithium ion battery, similar to a rechargeable battery. I'll just take it out. It's wafer thin. And I'll put it back in again, like so. And replace the battery cover. The battery will last for around about 6 hours when using Bluetooth, but it will last a lot longer when using the standard remote control functions. I think the user guide actually points out that it might last a month when doing nothing. On the bottom of the remote controller is a USB port, which is used to program it by your hearing professional, and is used to charge the remote controller by the user. Charging time is around about 5 hours, and you can have the charger on whilst listening to Bluetooth or whatever you want to do. So that's the main part of it, the controller itself. Then a little transmitter comes with that, which connects to your TV or your MP3 player or whatever, and it uses a variant of the Bluetooth protocol to transmit to the controller. Once again, that is a rechargeable item, so the battery is built into it, and you just switch it on and then adjust your level depending on what sort of device you have connected to it. And it's a little square box, around about 3/4 of an inch square. You have to be careful that you don't lose it. It also has a USB port in which you plug the charger and also program it. Now, the kit, the tech controller kit, comes with two identical switch mode power supplies with USB plugs on them. So you can use either one for the controller or the transmitter. It also comes with a great range of audio adapters, so you should be able to connect the controller or the transmitter to just about anything. And I neglected to mention that below the bass and treble controls on the controller, there is a 2.5mm stereo input socket, and that's where you plug the lead in from your TV or your MP3 player or a FM transmitter or whatever you want to listen to. So you can listen in two ways, directly through the input or using the transmitter or through Bluetooth, three ways. Alrighty, so I've talked about that. I think it's time for the practical demo, don't you? So I'll just get my iPhone as it was charging, and I will first of all, go to Bluetooth in settings.
Page 1 of 3. Settings. Double tap to... Settings. Settings. General. Button. Location services. On.
Now you want Bluetooth.
Location serve. Bluetooth. On. Button.
Okay.
Bluetooth. On. Double tap to toggle... Tech Connect, not connected, button.
Tech Connect is the name of the remote controller under the Bluetooth.
More info.
So I'll just press the more, double tap the more info button.
Forget this device, button.
And I want to forget this device because I'm going to show you how you pair it, the Tech Connect controller, with a iPhone or any other phone for that matter.
Alert. Forget device.
You forget device. Where are we?
Forget device. Button.
Thank you. Okay.
Bluetooth. On. Double. Searching.
Okay, now it's searching for a Bluetooth device. So if I hold down the send button of the controller, for 5 or so seconds. Come on, find it.
Tech Connect, not paired, button.
There we are. That's what we want, so just
Tech
press
Connect,
that button.
Not paired. Now discoverable, heading. Bluetooth, on. Tech Connect, not paired. Tech Connect, not paired, button. Tech Connect, connecting.
And I should be prompted for a pairing code in a few minutes.
PIN, secure.
Here
text
we are.
Field,
so
is
it's 4 0.
Character mode. 2 5 8 0 0 8 0 0.
Okay, now press the done button.
Done, but done, dimmed.
And now the hearing aids and the tech controller are paired with the iPhone, and I've just heard confirmation beeps through my hearing aids. So if I press the home button of the iPhone now and get out of the settings, and I've just heard that I'm back in the main home screen through my hearing aids thanks to the Bluetooth. Okay, one last thing to try. I will just lock the iPhone now and go back to the main program of my hearing aids, the music program. Thanks to the tech controller. And I've just locked the phone. Now, I'm going to ring the mobile on my Panasonic hands-free desk phone, and I will run down the other end of the house and answer it using my tech control. And you'll be able to hear me answer the phone through the hands-free phone, and I'll make a brief message so you can hear it. Okay, here we go. Whoops, I'll start again. I'm running. Okay, so I'm back now. Have a nice trip. So there we have it, the Tech Connect remote controller, which is compatible with most hearing instruments from Siemens, including the Nitro series. And again, here's my email address, dane.trethawan@me.com. That's Dane, D-A-N-E, dot Trethawan, T-R-E-T-H-O-W-A-N, @me.com. And when I find something else of interest to share with you, I will do another podcast for Blind Cool Tech.